Welcome to the Spring into Summer Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm super excited to introduce to you the incredible, the talented Mr. Fox Meyer. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks very much, Tanya. It's great to be back on another summit. I can't wait to share my ideas with you all today. My name is Fox Meyer. I am a teacher, coach, author, and speaker, and I am going to shoot some motivational poetry at you all today about wishes, dreams, beliefs, and achievements. So it's the wish, dream, believe, achieve method. We'll begin with wishes. These next 5-6 poems are about wishes people have that eventually, with hard work, we can make into reality. And this first one is called Free of These, It's Me Imagining Believing in a World Without Cancer. Last night I lied in bed and looked to the sky. I'll tell you what I saw in my mind's eye. It was a place same in race and in creed. A mighty fine place to be indeed. People not doing for themselves but each other. That person right next to them for sure their brother. These people, for each other they lived, one word on their mind, that word was give. It was also a place free and void of things like bigotry, a mighty fine place to be indeed. It was free of the obnoxious and the terrible, free of the incessant and the horrible. People, last night I lied in bed and saw a world free of disease, because last night I dreamt of a world that was cancer-free. Wrote that last year at a benefit for Alex's Lemonade Stand, and that's what came out of it, Free of These. This next one is called Soup. It's my desire and a wish of mine, like Cheryl was saying, about having people, wanting to have people come together all as one, and it's called Soup. Thank you, Prince EA, for showing me that DNA is not regulated by the FDA. Okay, spread the news. I'm short, clear-skinned. Tell you what, I have a friend, he's 6'10", and he's got 19 tattoos. And when I see him across the room, I don't see color. In fact, I don't see anything. I just think, brother, let's get away from labels and groups, jump into one big pot, and make soup. Again, my name is Fox Meyer. I have a book out called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Invoking the Fire Within, and poems just like these are in it, along with some great illustrations by a good buddy of mine named Stephen Whetstone, spelled W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. He would greatly appreciate it if you give him a follow on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. He's a brilliant artist and a great friend, and I think you would enjoy just seeing his artwork, and a lot of it is in my book. This next one is another wish of mine. A friend asked me one day when riding home from a baseball game, he said, if you had one wish for one thing, what would it be? And this was his answer. It was me and the boss man taking a ride. Murky and dark as we looked outside. And so, to make our connection, he turned and he asked me a question. He said, Fox, if you had one wish and nothing more, what would it be that you'd ask for? For a minute, I sat and I wondered. And then he began his out loud ponder. He said, a lot of us are drawn to material, but I know something I long to feel. It's not just experience. It's insight. It's taking notes on even the past hindsight. It's a must for any man. I must get it however I can. If I had a bag, oh, I'd toss you some. Oh, how I long for a daily dose of wisdom. That's exactly what he said. And you know what? For me, boy, if I knew then what I know now, how much smarter would I be? My wish for wisdom. More wishes. This is one called Where I Have Never Been. It's my brother's wish to me that if he passes before I do, he would like me to take his ashes and spread him somewhere where he has never been. And it goes something like this. Hello, where never been. I would like to read you a letter. Man known as my friend, by blood, he is my brother. Hello, where never been. I can see you from the sky. You can bet I see you in my mind's eye. At times I stand gently and freeze. You can bet I feel you in a summer breeze. If I don't see you as time passes, I will be with my brother. You will feel my ashes. That's where I've never been. Next one, next wish for me, is called Colorblind Awesome. Again, a wish for a world of all as one. I opened my eyes. You know what I saw? I saw past skin. I saw what lies within my eyes. You know what I saw? I saw depth and I saw character, the things that truly matter. I opened my eyes. You know what I saw? People joining hands. Because of that, joining more hands. I opened my eyes. You know what I saw? I saw a medley and I saw a fusion. People, I have come to yet another conclusion. Shallow thoughts, toss them. Try being colorblind because, you know what? It's awesome. Next, a poem called The Napkin and the Soap Bar. Again, wishes for one cohesive unit. People using their experience to get rid of things like cancer. Why not? It's called The Napkin and the Soap Bar. If I took this here napkin and folded it into shape, what story would it tell? What picture would it paint? Would it note all the peaks and valleys jumped over and run through? But just like any other napkin, it cleans up too, just like you. If you don't want to be a napkin, but rather a bar of soap, what story would it tell with no lies or jokes? Would it note all the peaks and valleys jumped over and run through? But just like any other bar of soap, it cleans up too, just like you. These two small things that entail your life story, may they lead you on a path of amazing glory. And when the book is closed and the story is done, may we all realize that we all are one. Again, my name is Fox Beyer. I'm going over my wish, dream, believe, and achieve method. I've got a book out called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. I'll put my offer out on the table right now. You can email me, foxbeyer@gmail.com. That's F-O-X-B-E-Y-E-R @gmail.com. And I will send you a copy of my book. I also have a website, foxkbeyer.com, F-O-X-K-B-E-Y-E-R.com. And you can see what I'm up to. And also, I've posted all of these poems available on both Podbean and iTunes for free. You can click a link on there and, again, get all of these poems for free. Now, next section about belief. Once you dream it, you must believe in it. First poem in this section, it's called This Is Not a Rehearsal. Look, don't waste it. You have one chance and one chance only to make it. Let experience morph into wisdom and wisdom be your guide. This is your one chance. So go ahead. You decide. What mark are you going to make and how are you going to be remembered? In this world of so many ups, downs, and to-do lists unattended. Remember, there are no guarantees. So fix that leak and put air in your tires. For real. This is life. This is not a rehearsal. Belief. This next one is called The Window. It's about you had better get moving if you want to do what you want to do in life. You open the window, you look above and below. A voice in your head says, less show, more go. But the trees, the grass, and the light are anything but lame. So you decide to play the waiting game. So as you look at this window and sit here alone, realize this, whichever way you look, that window will soon close. You must wish it, you must believe in it, and you must believe that there is a road to success. But this road to success is not paved. It's not going to be easy. If it were easy, anybody could do it, and you are not anybody. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up, get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. Keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You'll never know the heights you'll take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. The struggles you face, they're real, and you can tell them to kiss your you-know-what. The road to success is not paved. You have a small window to achieve what you want to achieve. Even if you live 100 years, it is a short period of time. You can do it. Start going toward your goals now, because this is real. This is life. This is not a rehearsal. There's a reason why our head sits atop our body. Our thoughts govern everything we do, and if we have a positive attitude, that's better than anything else. Okay? Enthusiasm, to me, and probably to a lot of you listening, trumps physical skill 7 out of 7 days a week. And this is called the it is the attitude. It might be hard to spot talent, but it's harder to spot confidence. Those who have the it, that toughness and abundance. Tell me, who are the ones from when they wake up? It's not about their speed, power, or agility. It is their mental makeup that we marvel at with such humility. They are at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout. Their it is their uncontrollable thirst. About their it, they have no doubt. Ante up, the chips are down, they got him one time and they are lucky. About this it, it has no sound, because next time around, he's the goods, he's the money. Tell me, is it in his food? No. The it is his attitude. You must have belief. It's not a rehearsal. You have a finite period of time to achieve what you want to achieve. As I said in the poems, not a rehearsal and the window. And this road to success is not paved. But if you keep a relentless positive attitude, not just a positive attitude, you are much better off. A lot of people say to themselves, I'm not as good as I once was. That once was, I believe, is always within people. The kid that I was in 1993 at 15 years old lives within me in some way, shape, or form, and I can bring the best of him out in every day, as I always say in this poem, Hey Stranger. Hey Stranger, that shadow, it's me. A picture of you from back in 93. Take a look back if you feel compelled, and read me like a book of the stories I can tell. Remember if you want to remember, you were at your best when you didn't know any better. At times you were green, a bit uncouth, but you always looked up, a very optimistic youth. The stars were the limit with your fresh face. Today's failures, yeah, they're burdens, but yesterday they were just mistakes. You were you and you were limitless. You were you and your positivity was relentless. Soon I will shut the door. Soon I will leave. But remember this, stranger, within you I breathe. So you have wishes. You have beliefs. Now you have to put them into action to get what you want out of this life, because you only have one. Again, my name's Fox Beyer. I'm a motivational speaker, author, teacher, and coach. You can just go on to my website, Fox, F-O-X, like the animal, K, Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R, .com. And you can follow me on any social media network. Download all of these poems for free off iTunes or Podbean. And again, my offer stands. If you email me at foxbeyer.com, that's F-O-X, B-E-Y-E-R, at gmail.com, excuse me. Tell me who you are. I will send you a free copy of the book. Additionally, if you feel like I'm somebody who could benefit from speaking to your organization or group, I will do that completely for free, both the speaking and the travel. It's just something that I love to do. Finally, these poems, the last batch here, are about achieving what you want to achieve, what it takes to achieve. And the first poem is called the character of the man. It comes down to the character of the man. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we are prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer, with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Tell me, who are the ones 1,000 times they get hit? They get up, and they get right back on track. They know they take satisfaction out of rising from the ashes. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we're prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Next, to achieve what you want, you must go beyond the beyond. I tell my athletes, tell my students, if you want to be a great player, you can't just do what the coach tells you to do. Go beyond the beyond. You have to work after practice. You have to work after class to get what you want. Go beyond the beyond. Start the bar high and raise it. Stretch yourself to the limit so much you can't take it. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Anything you do, it's on the double. Ready, set, on your mark. You've got the keys and you're double parked. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on and create your own miracles. Be the best human you ever knew, a story all can aspire to. People, go beyond the beyond. It comes down to the character of the man. The tougher challenge you have, the more special of a person you are. If you want to get what you want, you have to go beyond the beyond. Don't just do what you're told. Go beyond what you're told. Along that road to success, we have to make adjustments along the way. I've always been a big believer in goal setting, but I'm also a big believer in adjusting your goals daily. And that's really noted in my last poem where you start the bar high and raise it. You can also lower the bar if the goal is really in ways absurd you found. This poem again is called Adjust. In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I could not find it within myself to adjust. Tried as I must, I could not adjust. Stuck in my routine, rigid even in my dreams. My life defined by structure, one misstep away from destruction. Focused on my task like a laser beam, no time to stay, not a second to daydream. As Lenin said, life is what happens when you're making plans. In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I cannot find it within myself to adjust. Try again, number 12. You can adjust. It comes down to the character of the man. The tougher challenge you have, the more special of a person you are. Make adjustments along the way. Realize it's about your attitude. And go beyond the beyond. Additionally, take pride in what you do every single day. Big believer in integrity, doing right even when no one is watching. This one is called Pride. Pride. As said to us by Coach Storm, pride should grow in you from the day you were born. Pride, without question, it's all personal, omnipresent, and eternal. Pride. A lack of it, you will mourn. Pride. To take the bull by the horn. You must remove, this will be the last couple for us today. Again, my name's Fox Beyer, motivational speaker, poet, author, baseball coach. You can follow me on any social media network you'd like. They're all on my website, foxkbeyer.com. I want to thank Tanya Hoffman again for allowing me this opportunity. I just love it so much, and I'm so glad that Tanya and I were able to connect about a year ago. This one is called Step, one of my favorites, and it's about recovery. Step, you're idle no more. Step, pick yourself up off the floor. Step, get up out of your seat. Step, you will not lie there in defeat. Step, in mind and body, a winning tranquility. Step, without movement, there is no possibility. Step, each pace equals a seed. Step, in the world's largest sequoia tree. Step, one by one, they will amass. Step, core-filled passes down victory path. Basically, people, if you fall down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. A philosophical one, when fear wears practicality's mask. And it goes something like this. Again, this is all part of my wish, dream, believe, achieve method. You must have a wish, you must believe in it, and put it into action. If you fail, it does not make you a failure. So give it your best at what you want to be, because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all. But remember, it's not naive to try. Prayer eyes, picture eyes, and actualize. In the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. Every day in your head, fear disguises practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year. But if you dare lift its mask, all you would see is fear. Some look at the universe and want it all, but are too afraid to ask. But what if you took a risk and didn't let fear wear its mask? So lift up the mask and stare through fear, kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around and let your naysayers kiss your arse. That's when fear wears practicality's mask. I have one more poem for you today. Before that, I want to, again, thank Tanya Hoffman for this opportunity. I want to give you all an offer. Again, if you email me at foxbeyer, F-O-X-B-E-Y-E-R, at gmail.com, tell me who you are. I will certainly, if you'd like, send you a copy of my book, Letter Kindling, free of charge, totally free. And also, if you think I'm someone who your organization would benefit from speaking to, I would gladly pay for my own transport and speak to your group organization for free. Again, thank you. My name is Fox Beyer, and this last one is called Mental Giant. Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. To my image, I'm defiant. What you see is so far from true, I am a mental giant. I'm frail, built like and nicknamed Scarecrow, inside what a lot do not know. I have been broken and welded so many times. I can't tell you this, no matter how hard I try. Misjudged book and misread cover, I will tell you what lies under. My toes are curled, my body wants to go fetal. In my life, I have seen so many needles. I pick up my legs to run, you know, like kids do just for fun. But I gotta be careful, because every step could lead to a tumble. This I can't forget. In front of my face, my eyes, specks for ears they can't disguise. My pupils are never in sync, no matter how hard I try and think. But don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I am a mental giant. Tanya, thank you again. I'm Fox Beyer, and I'll talk to you all later.